NIE 91.5 FM.
We want to welcome you to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is the radio ministry of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. You can find out more about the church by visiting merrittassembly.com. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, please email us at merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
And good day to you, Brevard County. Thank you for tuning in to the Refresh radio program right here on WMIE 91.5 FM, today's Modern Worship. My name's Bob Arthurs. We're going to spend the next half hour with you talking about the Word of God. We're going to be in 2 Chronicles chapter 30. We've spent some time talking about Hezekiah and the revival that took place when he was king. But first, I want to say thank you to the folks of Weirich Air, W-E-I-R-I-C-H. They are based in Rockledge, Florida. Their phone number is 321-632-9538, 321-632-9538. Their license numbers are RA0066854, as well as EC1300-2439. And the folks at Weirich Air have been providing professional sales, services, and repairs for air conditioning, heating, and the electrical fields for over 40 years. They work in residential and light commercial settings. They even provide emergency service when necessary. They always strive to provide you with the best service possible at an affordable price. So if you have air conditioning and want to change your maintenance people, or you think it may be getting close to time to replace an air conditioning system, write the number down, 321-632-9538, so that you can have that available. So here, a few weeks ago, we had a air conditioning problem that arose. The unit wasn't that old, but we noticed that there was something that was working, and there was no way we had of controlling it. And so we contacted them. Turns out there ended up being an electrical issue with a disconnect at, you know, about the same time. And so we were in contact with them, and after 11 years of the Refresh radio program mentioning about once a week the folks at Weirich Air, I didn't even have to look the number up. I just dialed 321-632-9538 and spoke with the service scheduler there, and they came out and got our situation resolved. And so I have that number memorized. You might not have it memorized, so that's why I repeat it, 321-632-9538. And then if you feel like you're going to need some help in the future, you can put it in a safe place and then remember where the safe place is. And if that fails, you can always go back and listen to some of the programs of the Refresh radio program. We normally talk about the people who help us to bring this broadcast to you Mondays, Tuesdays, and Thursdays. So you can go back and listen. You'll find them on one of those 3 days. So to 2 Chronicles chapter 30 and verse number 21, it says this: "So the children of Israel who were present at Jerusalem kept the feast of unleavened bread 7 days with great gladness, and the Levites and the priests praised the Lord day by day, singing to the Lord, accompanied by loud instruments. And Hezekiah gave encouragement to all the Levites who taught the good knowledge of the Lord, and they ate throughout the feast 7 days, offering peace offerings and making confession to the Lord God of their fathers." So let me stop there for just a moment. And it describes the length of the festival, the length of the celebration that was going on, that it went on for 7 days. And in our modern society, we have become so busy so busy that a lot of times we don't carve out the time other than just an hour or two segment to spend with God. And sometimes God wants to spend some prolonged time with us. So occasionally we will have a revival series of meetings. We kind of do that at the Lord's leading rather than just trying to make something fit into the calendar. But this festival, this celebration was something that God scheduled. And when the people began to celebrate it the way that God wanted it celebrated, that it lasted for 7 days. So I would encourage you that at some point in time, at the Holy Spirit's leading, that you set aside some time for prayer and fasting, or you set aside a series of days. Maybe you decide that you're not going to watch reruns for a week or for 2 or 3 days, whatever God leads you, and see what happens in your spiritual life when you carve out that time and say, God, this is you and me. And here's what happened in Hezekiah's time. They started celebrating, and when they did it with great gladness, or they did it with great joy. I've seen just about a little bit of everything when it comes to attitude to church in 31 years. I've had people that have said, you know, I don't even need to go to church. I can experience the presence of God out on the ocean fishing in my boat, and you will find God out there. What you won't find is necessarily the fellowship and the ministry that comes along with gathering together as a corporate body of believers. So is it true that God is out there on the water? Absolutely. Will he speak to you out there? Absolutely. Is that what God chose as his best for you? Absolutely not. You say, well, how do you know that? And I will tell you this. It says in the New Testament that Jesus went to the synagogue as was his custom. Now, quite frankly, if anyone's spiritual level that has ever been born of woman, that has ever walked on this earth, if anyone's spiritual maturity was of such that there was not a need to go to church for spiritual input, it was Jesus. And he went anyway. And I will tell you, I'm missing two joints on my ring finger. And so I tell people, I don't have to look very hard to be reminded that I'm not perfect. I'm reminded every time I listen to a rebroadcast of the Refresh radio program, whenever I listen to a sermon, whenever I study and say, oh, wow, look, I didn't know that. I'm reminded of my own fallibility frequently. And you probably are as well. So I've known people who saw no need to come to the house of God because, you know, they could just have a God encounter any place. I've had people who said that that if they came in the doors of the church, that the ceiling would collapse on them. And I've let them know, you know, we've worked on our roof. It's a steel supported roof structure. The roof is dry, and you know, it's not going to collapse on you. There's a very high probability that the integrity of the roof will be maintained even if you walk through the doors of the church. I've had some people who came, you know, they had the mindset, well, I can go to church on special occasions. Praise God, glad to have you. I have other people who come if there's nothing better for them to do as far as they've deemed it. I've got people who come sometimes because they feel that they have to. You see this a lot of times in kids or young people, and, oh, do we have to go to church? And the mindset is really not that we have to go to church. It's that we get to go to church. But I tell you all of that to say that the real goal that God has for us in coming to church from an emotional approach is that we would be glad, that we would be filled with joy, that we get to celebrate the goodness of God and the provision of God and the opportunity that He has presented us to get to know Him. And so I pray that in 2024, we won't be mad we go to church, or we won't be sad we go to church. But like the psalmist says, I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. So the children of Israel, whenever they journeyed to Jerusalem, they had songs that they sang. They were called the songs of ascent, and they sang them as they were on their way to Jerusalem. I will tell you that your attitude when you're in the house of God will drastically impact your perception of the things that are going on around you. And so if you feel like, oh, I can't believe they drug me here and I've got to be here and all that, the chances are you're either A, going to fall asleep, B, you're going to be bored, or C, you're going to be upset about something. But all of those things will cause you to miss something that God had for you. Not because it wasn't presented, but simply because your attitude can impact the way that you perceive things or receive things. So if you and I can get to the place where we experience great joy and gladness at the thought of celebrating who God is and what He's done on our behalf, it will greatly enhance our receptivity to what God has in store for us. So this led to a lot of praising the Lord. There was a lot of singing that went on. There were a lot of loud instruments. It was not a quiet, nor was it a somber event. It was a jubilant. It was a loud event. And I think that occasionally we just ought to raise the volume on our praise and worship. Now, I'm not talking about raising the volume on the instruments to where you're having to hold your fingers in your ears just to try to keep your brain from exploding. I've been in some of those settings. I'm talking about raising our voice and using our skill set that God has given to us, whether it's our voice or whether it's our musical ability or instrumental capabilities, whatever it might be. Use it to the glory of God and not be ashamed of it. So verse number 22 says that Hezekiah, we talked about Hezekiah's prayer back up in verse number 18 and 19. Now we're going to talk about Hezekiah's encouragement. And verse number 22 says that he gave encouragement to all the Levites. He gave encouragement to the priests. So remember, now they've come along and they have sanctified themselves, set themselves apart for God's purpose. And Hezekiah encourages them. And that means that he makes sure that their heart is in it. He makes sure that they're inclined to do what they need to do. And we'll talk about that here in just a moment. But he also gave them this, and that is, when he encouraged them, he filled them with courage and provided a reason for it. You have to remember that when idolatry prevailed in the nation of Judah or in the nation of Israel, that the priesthood of the Lord God Almighty became oppressed, attacked, and silenced. A lot of times the only voice that remained was the voice of the prophet. So there was supposed to be a prophet, a priest, and a king. And if the king was ungodly and he removed the priests that God had positioned and replaced them with priests who were idolaters, that only left the voice of the prophet. And so you would see that even with persecution and sometimes execution, that God still made sure that he had a voice, even in those ungodly seasons. But here Hezekiah comes to these priests who had been attacked and found themselves unprepared. Their initial acts were not what they should be. And so Hezekiah comes and he fills them with courage. And there's a reason. Being courageous is not denying that you are in a precarious situation. It's knowing you're in a precarious situation and doing the right thing anyway. So as darkness has been increasing in America, and it has been, I would love to tell you that godliness is expanding in America, but statistics tell us there are fewer people claiming to have a relationship with God, and even the people who do claim to have a relationship with God, even fewer of them are attending the house of God with any sort of regular frequency at all, and even less than that have any sort of personal time with God and studying his word or praying, and an even smaller percentage have a biblical worldview. In other words, the view of the world has invaded the church and is hindering God's people from being all that they could be. We need people who are courageous in the faith in 2024. So I'm no king, but when people ask me how to spell my last name, I do say it's like King Arthur with an S on the end of it. But let me just step in and do what Hezekiah did for the Levites, and I'll do that for you. And that is, you are a child of the living God. You are not called to be normal according to the earth standards. You are called to be normal according to heaven standards. You are called to be holy, not unholy. You are called to be empowered with a spirit of excellence, not with a spirit of compromise. You are called to be bold as a lion. And I pray that you will not be restricted. You will not be hindered in representing Jesus as an ambassador for God in this day and time, that you will go forth speaking forth the word of God with boldness. Okay? So that's what Hezekiah did for the Levites. And this was what they needed encouragement to do. Their responsibility was to teach the good knowledge of the Lord. They were the people, the tribe of Levi was supposed to be at the center of the camp. Levi means attached. It spoke of the attachment that the body Israel at large had with the God of Israel. The Levites were the core. So you had the objects of the tabernacle fixated at the center, And these were the people that were supposed to have a personal relationship with God. And Hezekiah says, go teach the nation the good knowledge of the Lord. I want to point out to you that it does not say teach them about God. It says teach them the good knowledge of the Lord. Teach people to know God. The people that know their God shall do great exploits. And so it is not just about having a mental comprehension of facts. Most of the tests that I have taken in my life academically was really a teacher asking for a recitation of facts. You and I are called to know God, not just intellectually, we're called to know him personally. And before we can teach someone else to know God, we've got to know him ourselves. Because if you don't know God, you won't know his word, you won't know his heart, you won't know his followers, you won't know his pleasures, you won't know his promises, you won't know his provisions, and you won't know his purpose for you. If you don't know God, you won't know whether he's good or bad. You won't be able to differentiate between the authentic or the counterfeit. And we need people who will step up and in their knowledge of God, because whenever we do know God, people around us will notice the difference. So in the book of Acts, the disciples are being called, and their actions are now anointed and impactful, and lives are being changed. And it says that the people who were examining took note that these men had been with Jesus. When Jesus was on trial, the little girl said, you were one of his disciples, or you are one of his disciples, because the way that you speak, it indicates you're from the same region that he's from. And so there are, when we know him, that knowledge is going to change our heart. It will change the way that we think. On our Tuesday night meetings that we've had this spring, we've talked a number of times about creating new neural pathways, and that comes from not thinking with an unregenerate mind, but thinking with the mind of Christ, and having God come in and saying, you know what, that's the way that I used to think, but I don't think that way anymore. And all of a sudden, we begin to create a new thought pattern that reflects the nature of God instead of reflecting hostility and rebellion against God. So if you look into the Gospel of John, let me just turn over there real quick. Time is clicking away here. And in John chapter 8, we'll read a couple of verses there. But it says this in verse number 31. Then Jesus said to those Jews who believed him, if you abide in my word, you are my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. I've had conversations with people who claimed to know God, but the things that they believed didn't line up with God's word. And whenever you began to question them about that, then their heart began to reveal that they weren't all that thrilled with that fact being pointed out. There are a lot of people who believe things about God that aren't true. So God is not a neglectful person who's incapable of doing anything in this era of modern technology. God is far superior to man. And so you and I, we've got to abide in his word if we are going to know him. And then in John chapter 15, it says, verse number 9, I am the vine, you are the branches. He who abides in me and I in him bears much fruit, for without me you can do nothing. If anyone does not abide in me, he is cast out as a branch and he is withered, and they gather them and throw them into the fire and they are burned. If you abide in me and my words abide in you, you will ask what you desire and it shall be done for you. By this my Father is glorified, that you bear much fruit, so you will be my disciples. You will find that the presence of the Father is not just a place that we're supposed to visit, but it's the place that we're supposed to abide. That we thrive because we're connected with him. And it changes the fruit that we produce, and it'll change your attitude towards the people around you. So I would encourage you today, the way that Hezekiah did, that you would be courageous and say, God, I want to know you. I don't want just to know about you. I want to know you. And there's three things that'll really help with that. First of all, is if you talk with him. Second, if you will study the love letters that he has written to us, which we call the Bible, that will really help you to know him. And the third is if you hang around people who know him, you will get to know him better as well. And so I would encourage you today that if you do know God, teach the others around you to know him. Because if we say, oh, we can't assume anything. We can't assume that people already know God, not in a post-Christian America anymore, not in a post-Christian world. We almost have to assume the opposite, that people have never heard about God. So the person that God wants to use is the person who does know him. And people say, oh, I heard God died. No, not hardly. I talked to him this morning. You have a great day. God bless you, and we'll see you tomorrow.
Thank
right
you
here
for
on Refresh.
Tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merit Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, meritassembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to meritassembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510 at 10:30 a.m. Remember, Proverbs 11:25, he who refreshes others will himself be refreshed.
Whalen Duff with Keller Williams Space Coast Realty is a friendly, knowledgeable, active, and accessible real estate agent here in Brevard County. Keller Williams is known for real estate services all across the world, and Whalen specializes in helping buyers purchase the right place to call home, as well as helping sellers market and negotiate the sale of their single-family home, condo, vacant land, or business. Whalen Duff can be reached at 321-536-5973 or visit whalenduff.kw.com. Whalen Duff with Keller Williams Space Coast Realty is your local realtor who provides all you need and the time you deserve to get your real estate purchased or sold.